Destination unknown, Welcome back to our Destination Unknown radio and podcast. Don't really know which one it is to actually call it, but this is Bubba Noel here. Hope everybody had a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if y'all know this, but Thomas Jefferson actually defeated the British single-handedly with a whole pack of lions. I want us to make sure everybody knows, just, you know, give 2 minutes of silence to remember what he did for us. But anyways, let's go back to the show. Along with me to start off the night is Lucas Berger, a regular.
Hello.
He just tipped his beer up in the air. And we got Adrian Kennedy, a new guy with us.
Adrian Kennedy!
That would be the silky smooth voice marinating in your eardrums right now.
Oh, wow. We'd like to know is this is actually young Kennedy, because remember, he took shots for all of us.
Young Kennedy!
Anyway. Tonight, we got a lot of good stuff for you tonight. We got a teleplay, actually.
A teleplay for the radio, to be precise.
You can watch it with your ears.
It's going to be Adventures of Lorenzo and Booba, so hopefully you'll stay tuned for that. Also, we're going to go do a little TV recap. We're going to go over some of the past TV shows we watched over this, I guess, fall and spring 2009-2010.
A year.
Yes.
About the waste of our lives here we've spent.
And we're also going to talk about what we're going to be watching and doing this summer. Because, you know, why have social lives when we could be sitting home with the comforts of Hulu and Netflix watch instantly?
Exactly.
For us. So, to get things started off, I just want to go ahead and talk about this little Destination Unknown man's playlist that Lucas Berger and Adrian Kim have been working on probably for maybe 3 days straight.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
And a little bit of beer. All at the same time.
Yeah. It was emotional.
Roller coaster
of emotions. But basically this mix we put together is the ultimate pregame mix for men to reclaim our masculinity and what's rightfully ours. Back in a time when men wouldn't just talk, they'd conquer. Back when men wouldn't talk about sailing the seven seas, they just swam it.
Do you remember the time when men signed the Constitution for the United States to guarantee every freedom that we have?
Before that, they built the building that they signed the Constitution in. There were no women involved.
Bare hands. They signed the Constitution, spat on it, and said, "You're welcome."
And they signed it again.
That's the kind of men we had in mind when we put this mix together.
And one of the biggest men that's ever walked on the earth is Eddie Money.
That's right. And he is on the mix. And actually, here he is right now on our podcast. Here's Eddie Money with Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me home tonight.
That was Eddie Money with Take Me Home Tonight, which you can find on our Ultimate Pregame Mix for Men at our website. It's destinationukn.tumblr.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. You know, just type in Destination Unknown. We should pop up, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully there's nobody like else called Destination Unknown, then we are really screwed on this one.
Probably get sued.
Yeah, hopefully. But anyways, yeah, also check us out on Twitter if you get the chance. Although, if you hate tweeting, hate doing all that, I don't judge. Just do what you gotta do. Okay, let's start off our first segment on Destination Unknown. Let's talk about, you know, TV and all that with me. Right now, I got Tyler Bilal.
Hey, how's it going?
On this conversation, and also Adrian Kennedy back again.
Adrian Kennedy!
Yes.
That is me. Yeah. Let's talk about TV right now. We had a lot of season finales, a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, what are we gonna do with our summer? I don't know what I'm gonna do with my summer. I got nothing else to do. I got Netflix watch instantly.
Probably gonna use Netflix and start watching some of the other shows I have missed along the way. Like, I've been watching Sopranos right now. Dude, I ran through it in a couple weeks. It's great. Like, I don't
know. We've been watching a lot of good stuff around here. Let's talk about what we just finished up. Okay, we have Lost finished up, Adrian.
That was big. I think I'm in the minority. I actually really enjoyed the Lost series finale, and that kind of everyone else I know has just hated it because they feel that they wasted 6 years or 7 years of their lives.
Yeah, I feel like with Lost, we probably should have wasted maybe 3 years of our lives, but it got taken up to 6 years. So a lot of it they could have condensed. A lot of stuff they could have just been like, you know, we don't need to touch upon this subject.
I have a few friends who are in the middle of season 3 right now. I told them to skip to 5, and they'll be just as satisfied.
Yeah. That's what's funny about a lot of, like, big seasons. I know I've actually heard a lot about the Sopranos, a lot about Lost, a lot about The Wire, a lot of these other shows. Like, you know what? If you just condense them down to these, you know, instead of having the big filler episodes, could have just saved a lot of people's time.
Well, I actually was, like I said, I've been watching The Sopranos lately, and I actually was talking about this with somebody else earlier, that The Sopranos is actually kind of the opposite of that. Like, there's, like, no filler. Like, if you miss an episode, you miss so much information. So much happens in the story arc of the characters and whatnot.
See.
So I recommend, if this summer you're going to be bored and there's not really anything you're watching on TV, if you haven't visited Sopranos, I'd recommend it.
See, right now it's kind of good that, you know, me and Tyler have been debating that, you know, I've been watching The Wire, which is one of, like, a fantastic series, which was on HBO. And then,
I do want to see that. I have heard good
things. And Tyler's watched The Sopranos on HBO as well. But luckily enough, Adrian, I think you've seen both of them, haven't you?
I have seen both of them. I feel like we're back in 2005 discussing the ending of these shows.
But right now it's just like me and Tyler have been arguing, like, what is the better series? And obviously we haven't seen each other's opposite social. None of us are going to back down.
Yeah.
Like, who has the better show? Adrian has the one up on us.
I'm loving you. Unfortunately, I'm going to go with The Wire.
One for this guy.
Okay. All that means is I have to watch it. So.
which probably the same thing. But let's talk about, during the summer, everybody, you know, we have nothing else to watch other than, you know, Wipeout on ABC. Although it is entertaining. We need
to Wipeout. Yeah, I have to say that Wipeout has a special spot in my heart from our days as members of the news team in North Carolina.
WWAY. Let's give a quick shout out to them.
News Channel 3, live, local, interactive.
Jesus. So, Adrian, you said you wanted to get into the Tutos, right?
I did. I was recently in North Carolina for a wedding, and on the plane ride back, I had it described to me as historical porn, which I'm a big fan of porn, but also love stories being told to me. And so I could feel like a very intelligent human being watching.
It's the red tube of drama. The red tube of drama.
That's how I've heard it described. And so I think it's on Netflix Instant View. It's been added to my queue for the lonely nights in the summer when I'm unemployed.
Another one that I must say I've seen the season, I guess, like the pilot, was Party Down, which is another good series. I thought it was pretty
funny.
I know.
I feel like I've been kind of screaming into the abyss with Party Down. The second season is now a couple episodes in. And I've been telling everyone I know to watch it. There's billboards kind of all over L.A.
Was it Stars? Stars.
It's on Stars, yeah. But it's all in Netflix Instant View is kind of how I watch it, because it's each episode's available on there the day it airs. And every time I feel like around here, I bring it up. People are like, what? What's that show? And I've been talking about it for at least 5 months now. So
wait, what show?
Exactly. With the guest entrance.
You can sit on the floor. It's okay.
But yeah, it's a very funny comedy. It's kind of more LA than Entourage. If you want to get a true sense of Los Angeles, watch Party Down. Then watch Entourage. You're not going to be meeting E at a Earth Cafe. We'll probably have these guys cater failed actors cater a party for you.
And another thing, I guess we got True Blood is actually.
Yeah, I was about to say True Blood's actually about a startup. That's going to be running over the season.
It starts on Sunday. So again, if you're kind of feeling the need, werewolves. Werewolves are what's in 2010, so you want to kind of brace yourself.
Where would I want to watch this at?
Ooh.
on the home box office. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So
Mad Men?
Mad Men.
Mad Men is starting up in August.
Takes a while.
It's
I had
late
summer,
I think.
Late summer is like Dexter.
So if you're really late, listening to this podcast, Mad Men may be starting next weekend. Yeah. But only if you're listening to this podcast in July.
Yeah, if you're just us, Mad Men season 4 starts up in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, did anybody see that Dallas season finale?
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
If you've been watching it, you should probably turn off the podcast right now, or skip ahead a few minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because it was all a dream.
Also, the same ending happened to Step by Step. It was all a dream.
Who
wants to have two families come
together? Legends of the Hidden Temple, I believe, ended the same way.
If you watch Step by Step backwards, it's pretty much the whole series of Dallas.
Wow. Thanks for joining us.
Powerful two-handed jam by Kennedy. Great pass.
All right, guys, this is another song from our Ultimate Pregame Mix for Men. Keep in mind, this pregame mix is for men who love the Iron Eagle films, love women, and love cheap beer.
Do you remember the time whenever men used to go across the nation and discover, like, Paul Bunyan? Paul Bunyan was a man. He listened to this song.
Paul Bunyan was a man. Paul Bunyan would put on his iPod this song. And chop down trees.
And actually, his blue ox was actually an inspiration for the song.
Guys, this is Wasp Animal, Fuck Like a Beast.
Yeah!
All right, and that was Wasp, Animal, Fuck Like a Beast.
Speaking of men, let's go back to another segment we used to have last week was Men Crying to M83.
Yeah, and that was a critical success.
Yeah, it just astounded box offices, radio, you know, radio viewership or hearingship. Or
it destroyed planets and shattered universes.
The Titanic was sunk by that alone.
This week, we bring you grown men making horse noises when women talk to them.
How about Gary getting that promotion, huh?
I don't know, man. This has been crazy. I don't know. I think my wife's cheating on me.
What? Sandra, she's a great woman.
She just brought home a guy the other night. I just didn't know what to do with the situation.
Wow. Hey, guys. Who wants to buy me a drink?
Enjoy that with our grown men making horse noises at women. Always keeping it very, very classy here at Destination Unknown.
Yeah, that's just a classy sketch we just did. Yeah.
Let's come to our next little bit that we've been working, you know, really hard on.
This is the Adventures of Lorenzo and Booba. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Ladies and gents, welcome to Los Angeles, the City of Angels, starring Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan, available on DVD. It's a new time in America where freedom runs as deep as a bootlegger's pocket, and opportunity is as persistent and knocker at your front door. Tonight, we introduce you to two men, Lorenzo and Booba, two drugstore cowboys hoping for a chance at some of that opportunity that this town promises. We go now into the heart of the city, where we find Lorenzo and Booba doing what they do best, hollering at all them flappers.
Hey, girl, let me get them guts.
Oh, damn, girl, that's what's up.
I tell you, Lorenzo, I'll tell you. One of them days, this town's gonna be ours, you hear? We're gonna be a couple of them eggs with them dames in our arms, and it'll be the bee's knees of this town.
That's the biggest piece of baloney you said yet, Booba. You're all wet, if you ask me. You're all wet.
Speaking of wet, here comes that beggar you've been seeing, Lorenzo.
Walking down Sunset Boulevard was none other than Patty, Lorenzo's girl on the side, though he had no dame to call his own.
Hey, baby. What brings you to these streets? On the way to Betty's house. There's a new club that just opened up. All the Flyboys are going to be there, and the big cheese himself, Al Capone. Yeah, Flyboys and Al Capone. I tell you what, Patty Waddy, you can get all dolled up and be some dumb dorm, smoking your ciggies, but you ain't never going to be a star. You'll be a flapper all your life.
Yeah, flapping and a flapping.
Well said, Booba.
You're a dick.
Not anymore. Now after Capone bumped off my partner and Assange took me off the caper.
You ain't never going to be my daddy.
And quicker than you could say, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair, so Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Patty left our drugstore cowboys right where we first met them.
Lorenzo, you still carrying a torch for Patty?
Booba, butt me a ciggy.
I'm with you on that one, Lorenzo. The last thing I want for Patty or any girl in this crooked town is to see some dame like you going to be a doll to a mall. We might be a couple of bimbos, but this could be our chance. I mean, the big cheese himself is going to be there.
If Capone lays a finger on my Patty, I'll rip a spleen out of his anus.
Oh, wow.
Harsh, maybe. Capone's taking everything I've had. You can't take Patty.
All the Flyboys are going to be there, too. Don't forget. Either one of us is going to get too much giggle juice in us, and we're going to get into a room of Flyboys. They will all want a piece of us.
You're on the level, Booba. Let's part ways. Swing by and pick me up in that jalopy of yours at 10 p.m. sharp. Tonight's the night our luck might just turn around after all.
Hey, listeners, that concludes tonight's show. Stay tuned for next week's spectacular chapter in the adventures of Lorenzo and Booba!
So, guys, keep checking in with us each week. We will be adding an episode.
Every Monday, Tuesday, beginning of the week. Just keep a lookout for us.
The Adventures of Lorenzo and Booba. And, guys, I got to tell you, we got some stuff playing, and it's extremely epic.
Yeah. Just wanted to close out with everything, you know. So we got Adrian and
yeah, Adrian, thanks for joining us, man. What'd you think of the show?
I'm just really happy you guys kind of allowed me to be part of this. I've been here in the past couple episodes.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Adrian, no!
Oh my god!
Kennedy.
Young Kennedy's down. Guys, we're Destination Unknown. You got to
check us out on the web. Just check us out. Just check us Facebook, Twitter. You know where to find us. DestinationUKN.tumblr.com. Thanks again.
Wow, way to get that in, right? The last minute.
We better go our separate ways.
Guys, here's Journey, Separate Ways.
She's a great woman.
Yeah, flapping and a flapping.